All right,
we're back, taking a look at ways that we can go about improving our ability to focus. And the focus right now is taking breaks. How about taking a break from social media? How many of you really, really feel left out if you're not checking into your social media every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour, every hour and a half? Remember when I was sharing with you some time ago that the social media is designed to make people addicted to using the social media? They program in the algorithms that are intended to make you want to come back and come back and come back. And they talked about also how people suffer from fear of being left out. Fear of being left out, an actual diagnosis. Feel like if they don't go online to check out their social media program of choice, that they're just not up with what needs to be happening. And they may be needing to check, in their minds, needing to check every 45 minutes. The curiosity of checking personal social media accounts can often be overwhelming. But research indicates that there are negative consequences when using social media during office hours. Approximately 2.8 billion people worldwide use social media. And many of those use social media for personal purposes while at work. Using social media during work hours has been revealed to have an adverse effect on self-reported work performance and concentration, as well as the well-being of the organization. I got to ask you, if you're running your business, it's your business, you started it and you got it incorporated, it embodies a dream of yours, whether you're providing products and or services. This is your dream. This is your baby. I mean, you are passionate about your business. Are you okay with people, employees who you're paying to work for you, spending 12 to 20% of their time, work time, on social media for personal purposes? Are you okay with that? Fighting the urge to use social media while you need to concentrate may help to improve your productivity, because it may help to improve your concentration. So fight that urge. You may want to do the same thing with social media that you do with email. Have a set aside time for checking your social media. But I would say, even then, not during work hours. Make it during one of your breaks. If you work for a company that gives you two 15-minute breaks and a lunch break, you may want to consider using one of your 15-minute breaks to check into your social media, and or use part of your lunch break to check in on your social media. I mean, this way, you're being an honest person who's doing what he or she should be doing for the company, but you're still also getting a chance to check in with social media before you get off. Keeping in mind that you will always have the opportunity to check into social media again when you are off. How about work breaks? There's other research that demonstrates how to take the best type of break to boost energy, motivation, and concentration. Now, check this out. The researchers are recommending that we take a mid-morning break to replenish concentration. A mid-morning break. How many of you get up 5 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, and you hit the floor running? And you usually go strong, hard and strong, for 6 hours up until lunchtime. 11:30 in the morning. You're just going strong, going strong. They're recommending taking a mid-morning break. They also say take better breaks by doing something that you enjoy when you take your break. which should make your break more restful. It should provide better recovery and help you to come back to work focused. That's right. Something you enjoy. And again, it's your break. So if it's, you know, going on social media for a while, cool. If you want to take a walk, a brief walk, cool, do that. Something you enjoy. Also, you might want to consider taking frequent short breaks in order to facilitate recovery. This is going to partly determine, you know, be determined by where you work and, you know, how your supervisor works with you on that. How much flexibility, in other words, you have with regards to when you take the breaks. But frequent short breaks now. Don't be out there trying to take 15, 20 minute breaks 4 and 5 times a day in addition to your lunch break. Frequent short breaks. Taking breaks earlier in the day and doing preferred activities actually leads to better health, better job satisfaction, and revival of energy, motivation, and concentration. Workers also experienced fewer headaches, less eye strain, and lower back pain after their break. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple things we can do to help ourselves do better. All right, speaking of backs, let's listen to a little bit about, well, what WebMD will share with us regarding posture, bad posture in particular.
Posture does more than make your back and neck mad at you. Here are other ways it can hurt your health over time. Slouching in your seat gives your lungs and diaphragm less room to do their thing, which makes it harder for you to breathe. Organs in your belly, like your intestine, may also get cramped for space, affecting how well they function. If you let your head jut forward, a joint in your jaw could become painfully overworked. And if you stoop forward at the waist when you walk, your knees could end up feeling sore. Some researchers even link poor posture to slumps in mood. Sit or stand up straight, they say, and it may help you think positive. So keep your head up, literally. And when you're on the move, keep your shoulders back, pull your core in, and keep your knees slightly bent. Your body will thank you.
You know what? I'm liking that. It's amazing what we can do to help ourselves do better. All right. More on what we can do to focus better when I come back.